Well, hello guys, yours back. So let me just do the needful on this episode for you guys. I'm just going to talk about two episodes in one single episode. Like, I'm just going to talk about two movies, as you must have guessed it already. So the first one is Escape Room, and the second one is going to be Escape Room Tournament of Champions, the sequel of Escape Room. The film of this episode is an American thriller film directed by Adam Robitel, and both of the films are streaming on Netflix right now. The plotline for Escape Room: six strangers, Zoe, Ben, Amanda, Mike, Danny and Jason, are invited to take part in a series of puzzle game where the winning prize is $10,000. As the game begins, they slowly start to know whether they find the clue for the puzzle or one of them dies. One by one, the people start to die. And lastly, we see Ben survive the last game, but Zoe has made it out alive too, who has already died in the second last game. Zoe got all the newspaper clippings and asked Ben to join her to find the game maker. That's it for the first part, like ending of Escape Room. Now let me just get over to the Tournaments of Champions, the sequel to Escape Room. Zoe and Ben has tried their luck to find the game makers but weren't lucky enough. But when a thief grabs Zoe's handbag and runs towards metro station, they end up on a train away from their destination, and thief has already gotten away from their hands. As this train starts moving to the next station, Zoe and Ben realize there are four more people on board and they have also played the game, but they have won it instead of other people. So they are kind of champions of the puzzle games. So the title of the movie is kind of relating or blending in with the movie, guys, like Tournament of Champions. Like, those four are going to be competing with Ben and Zoe towards a puzzle game, and in this one we see Zoe and Ben making it out alive again, only to get caught in another series of games. That's it for the plotline of Tournament of Champions. Synopsis: both of the films are nicely written, and with the end of the sequel, you can say there will be a third part. But as per director's saying, if the sequel makes a good performance, then he will be thinking about the third part, not before that. The storyline of the film kind of resembles with the story of Saw movie franchise, as people are locked up and they need to find the clues to survive. Both films can be streamed on Netflix right now. Like, first one will get you on edge to know if Zoe found the mind behind the game, and in sequel what might happen to Zoe and Ben if they get their hands on game makers. That's it for the episode, guys. Thanks for listening, and I didn't fumble in between. If I did, just kindly ignore and listen to the episodes as usual, guys. I totally love you guys. Thanks. Bye.